It's our favorite Sunday of the year, Selection Sunday. I'm John Johnson, and your football playoff primer is next on MHSAA Perspective. Sunday evening at 7 on Fox Sports Detroit, the qualifiers and first-round pairings for the 2011 MHSAA football playoffs will be announced in a 60-minute program with features, expert analysis, and coaches' interviews. This is the 13th year of the 256-team, 5-week, 11-player football tournament, and the first year of the 16-team, 4-week, 8-player playoffs. So to get you ready for your run to the Superior Dome or Ford Field, here's a rundown on how the teams make the tournament and how they're placed in the tournament brackets. For the 11-player tournament, the majority of the teams in the field will be those winning 6 or more games, playing 9-game schedules, and those with 5 or more wins playing 8 or 7-game schedules. Heading into this weekend's action, 185 schools had already qualified by win total, and another 80 schools were just one win away. Of those 80 schools, 8 go head-to-head this weekend. So you could really say our working number of qualifiers is 189, with 72 schools a win away. And for you number crunchers out there, about 40% of those schools are playing opponents this weekend with 6-2 or better records. And waiting in the wings are nearly 80 schools with 4-4 records heading into this weekend's action, who are hoping to be in that group of teams that finish 5-4 and score playoff berths. Since 1999, there's been an average of 241 automatic qualifiers each year. That number has been as low as 234 a couple of years ago, and as high as 251 in 2007. Last year's number was 240. Once the qualifiers by win total are determined, the playoff field is filled out with those teams with 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 records with the highest playoff point averages, which are proportionately added from classes A, B, C, and D. For example, if 8 teams were needed to fill the field, then 2 teams from each class would be added. If it's an odd number, you add in A, B, C, D order until the field is filled. Now, in the unlikely event that more than 256 schools would qualify by win total, you'd subtract those schools with the lowest playoff averages in proportionate order in class D, C, B, A order. Now, once the field is set at 256, the schools are ranked by enrollment, and then break lines are drawn every 32 schools to create 8 divisions. The 32 schools in each division are then placed on their own map, drawn into regions of 8, and then districts of 4. Within districts, the team with the highest playoff point average will host the 4th place team, and the 2nd place team will host the 3rd place team in the first round. Now, if a non-playoff team forfeits games for the use of an ineligible player after the football playoff field is announced, no adjustments are made to the bracket, even if it would rearrange pairings or cause a previously non-qualifying school to replace a qualifying school. But if a qualifying school would forfeit a playoff game due to the use of an ineligible player, that school would be removed from the brackets, but no other school would take its place, and the next round opponent will receive a bye for that week of the playoffs. For the first 3 weeks of the playoffs, the team in a pairing with the highest playoff point average will host, regardless of the distance between the two schools. Semifinals, the weekend before Thanksgiving, will be at prearranged sites. The finals return to Ford Field Thanksgiving weekend, with the even-numbered divisions playing on Friday and the odd-numbered divisions playing on Saturday. The inaugural 8-player tournament will take 16 schools, divide them into 2 regions of 8, and then districts of 4 teams. That 4-week playoff concludes in the Superior Dome in Marquette on November 18th, a primetime championship game that can be seen on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. Fox Sports Detroit will also provide coverage of 4 games of the first 4 weeks of the playoff via live prep zone coverage on the FoxSportsDetroit.com website, and on Fox Sports Detroit Plus, you'll be able to watch all 8 championship games this year, Thanksgiving weekend, from Ford Field. So tune in Sunday night at 7 for the Selection Sunday show on Fox Sports Detroit, and when the show is over at 8, you can view all of the qualifiers and pairings on the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.